and open to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 18. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 8 as we continue our study called Firm Foundations, and there's no more important foundation that we ought to have as living, walking, breathing Christians, and that is a persistent prayer life. Luke chapter 18, beginning verse 1, Jesus was telling the parable, and he said this: Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Let me just stop there for just a minute. The word always here comes from a Greek word that's got a significant meaning to it. It means always. It really does. It's the same context that Paul says, pray without ceasing, pray continually. Jesus told the disciples this parable to show them they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones and cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Father, I come to you tonight, Lord, and I thank you for this passage and this parable, Lord, that was given so that we can understand how critical prayer is in our lives. Not only just praying when we typically do, praying continuously, Lord, praying, being persistent in our prayers, not giving up, not giving in, not throwing in the towel, but Lord, praying consistently. I pray that we will be people of prayer, that we will stay in such great contact with you, that we will not hang up our phone, we will not walk away from you, we will not get so sidetracked that we forget about you, Lord. I pray you will help us, and I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus told his disciples, I like how it says it, a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. You see, the reason Jesus said it stuff like that, or it's put like this in Scripture, is because God was trying to show them something that they had not yet seen personally. They see Jesus praying. Prayed all the time. He was up in the morning early before they even got up, and he was always out praying. And they knew that they probably ought to do it, but Jesus says, look, I'm gonna tell you something so you'll understand that you should always pray and never give up. Have you ever known somebody that's just so my mom used to call it hard-headed, but they would just never give up. No matter what you did, they just keep coming. You could slap them down, they come right back. I mean, they just keep on coming. They won't stop. I know I brought my mom to tears multiple times when she finally said, would you just stop? I usually do at that point, but, it's amazing how easily we give up. We might pray for something once or twice and then just give up. We need to be people of persistent prayer, first of all, because there's too much at stake. Jesus told me, he says, I want to show you that you should always pray and not give up. Why? Because he knew that prayer was so powerful and so important. We ought to pray. The Greek term is dia, which means always or must. We've got to, as people of God, we've got to stay in contact with Him. We've got to stay in the right fellowship with Him. We've got to continually communicate with our Father. It carries the essence, it is necessary, and it's our duty, it's our proper duty, it's something that we ought to be doing more than anything else, literally. I mean, we can go and tell people about Christ, and we should. We can read our Bibles, and we should. But I think the most critical thing is having the communication with God. You see, without prayer, we really don't have a real relationship. Being able to speak. Yeah, I mean, if you lived in the same house with somebody, but you never talked to them and they never talked to you, would you think that's a great relationship? No. The Father wants us to talk to Him. It's really, unfortunately, prayer has kind of been picked up as something that we do when we want to do it, when we please. You know, we'll pray before a meal, or we'll pray, you know, in the morning, right before we read the scripture or whatever. We'll pray every once in a while. When we say it's important to pray, but that's not how God sees prayer. God sees prayer as an absolute communication with His children. He wants to commune with us. He wants to be with us. He wants to live and abide with us, and us with Him. So we ought to pray. And he goes on to say, always pray and not give up. The Greek term here is agapo, which means to not lose heart, to grow weary, to get discouraged. You know, I know that it's easy for us sometimes to think, well, he's never gonna do this. Nothing's ever gonna change. We just keep working and praying and doing these things, and it seems like nothing's working. Well, the fact is that God is in absolute control, and He knows exactly when things need to happen. We just need to be faithful. And so to show them, He wanted to demonstrate this principle. In fact, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will knock, knock and the door will be opened to you. That is actually written in the tense that means ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. And the door will be open to you. Just keep on. Do not give up. Just keep on. There's too much at stake. When circumstances seem to be against you, look at what he says in verses 2 to 3. He says, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God or cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. You see, the judge, he didn't have to listen to her. In fact, the scripture says he was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about people. He didn't care what they thought, he didn't care about what they needed. He was a judge, though. I mean, how did he get in that position? Probably it was a brother-in-law or somebody else or whatever. But, I mean, that's what he did. But he didn't really care. He didn't really care about her. He didn't really want to hear what she had to say. He basically was just turning her away at each time. He didn't fear God. He didn't care what people thought. And the wisdom of this world was his basis. Hey, I'm going to get what I want to get when I want to get it. That's not all about me. I'm just doing my job. You know, I'll complete the hours, whatever, and I'm done. It's amazing how many people live their whole life like that. You know, I'm just going to do my job. I'm just going to get to the end and ring the bell and get out of here at just the right time or whatever. And, you know, it's unfortunate. Because there's so much more that God has in store for us as people. But the wisdom of this world was his basis. He was the world picture here, the world view. Just do what I got to do, get done. The widow. First of all, she was a widow. Widows had no rights. In fact, women had no rights during this time. So really, she shouldn't have even been coming and speaking to the judge, because she had no right to do so. Henry. And she didn't give up. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 17 and 23 say this. Learn to do what's right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Your rulers are rebels, partners with thieves. They all love bribes and chase after gifts. They do not defend the cause of their fatherless. The widow's case does not come before them. Does that sound familiar? Sounds like some of the government that we've had to deal with. But see, widows had no rights. And she had no money to bribe her way in. Many people did that. When they weren't being heard by the judge, they would bribe him so that he would listen. What she did was she just kept on coming. She kept on, showing up and saying, listen, I need you to listen to me. I've got a problem. I need something to happen. And he kept turning her away and turning her away. But she was persistent. She did not stop. And the language here literally means that she was coming every day. I can just imagine you going, oh, here she comes again. I got to listen to her whole story. I'm sure he was just so tired of her. But she had no other alternative. She didn't have a husband. She didn't have a family. She didn't have anyone who'd stand for her and speak for her. So she just had to keep coming. By the way, we have no other option either. We can talk to people and ask them for things. We can go to, a bank and get a loan. We can do all those kinds of things, but all those things are just temporary and they're going to go away. Our only option is how to go to the one who owns everything. The Father who loves us unconditionally. The circumstances seem to be against her, and they literally were. I said this before, but I just have to remind myself of this. Sometimes we think, well, I'm doing pretty good under the circumstances, and then somebody else might say, what are you doing under those? We shouldn't be under circumstances. The Lord has got all things in control, and we can turn to Him. We don't have to be under any circumstances. The answer is coming. Look at what verses 4 through 8 say. I love what it says in this part. For sometimes he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I'll see what she gets, that she just does it so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find this kind of faith on the earth? So the judge listened. Not at first, because he was, had the world to do, and she was bothering him, and she was a woman, and she was a widow. But he started thinking to himself, she's going to keep coming unless I do something. She comes every day. Every day. And every day I can tell her, no, I'm not listening to you, get away, go off. But he said, she's going to wear me out. The phrase is based on the term, blackens the eye. In other words, she's hitting on me so much that, I'm going to have a black eye from this. But a black eye in the face, losing face in front of all the other people who kept seeing her coming, he wouldn't listen to her, kept turning her away. She kept coming. He kept turning her away. It was blackening his own sight in front of the other people. It hurt the reputation of being a just judge. You're not a just judge. You won't listen to her. You won't rule on her behalf. You won't do anything. So he finally listened to her, and she was heard. He heard her. When he listened to what she had to say, he realized that she had a just reason for being there. I think a lot of times we just don't listen. People keep talking and keep talking, but we just don't listen. We keep locking them out. We keep thinking, hey, I already know what you want. I don't, you know, I already know what you want, you know. And we just push people away. But he finally listened. He heard what she had to say. And when he heard it, he answered her. Now, Jesus was giving this parable for one reason. He was giving this parable to his disciples and telling them, listen, you need to continuously be in the presence of the Father, telling him what you need. Now, he already knows what you need. You need to open up. Tell him. Share with him. Speak from your heart. God is always at work, by the way. Always at work. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, he's always at work, and he always has a plan and a purpose for the things that he does and allows to happen, and he's always going to be there. And so, if he doesn't answer you immediately, it doesn't mean that he's saying no. See, delay is not denial. God's timing is more important than ours. We want what we want when we want it. And it may not be that it's against God's will for you to have it. But his timing is more important than you having something that you think that you want. And one of the reasons is because sometimes when we ask for something and God allows us to have it, then we immediately think it's ours. Do we really own anything? Everything is God. Everything comes from him. He owns the fact, you know, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He owns everything. He made everything. He's in absolute control. So his timing is more important than ours. He will answer your prayers. We get kind of antsy. We get kind of wondering, you know, why do we have this yet? Why haven't you answered this yet, Lord? Why are you waiting? Why? Well, it's in the waiting that God does his greatest work. As James tells us, it's in those trials that we go through that we find out what God is really wanting to do in our lives. He will answer. He's at work. And by the way, our God is just. Just like it says here that this judge was going to be known that he was going to do what was right. God always does what is right. This judge is probably going to go ahead and do it just to save his own face. So the people would talk about him and say, did you see him kick the widow out of here? He was trying to save his own face, but our God is saving his people. And the reason I know that is that his timing begins with prayer and the answers begin to come according to his will, not ours. What I mean by that is we just need to continually pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray and don't give up. Always pray. Do not give up. Just continue to pray. And in your prayers, it's good to know and understand and realize that, Lord, if we're praying for this, what we're really praying for is just as Jesus said, not my will, but your will. Lord, we want something. We think we need it. We think this could happen. We are praying for this. But Lord, if we're out of line, you don't want it. We want what you want. We don't want to run ahead of you. We don't want to lag behind you. We just want to be in your presence to see what it is that you want more than anything else. The great thing is that we have a God who always keeps his word. He keeps his promises. See, when he says something, it's going to happen. Persistent prayer demonstrates real faith, not ritual. See, a lot of people think, well, if I pray regularly, at a certain time or whatever else, then God's got to hear me. Listen, folks, it doesn't have anything to do with praying at 10 to the door. That's Dr. Kirkwood, by the way. He'll remember that way back in the day. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has everything to do with staying in His presence and continually realizing that He's right there. He hears everything you're thinking and saying. He knows what you need. We need to continually demonstrate real faith. Saying, Lord, if it's your will, we would love for this to happen. But if it's not your will, then we would love for it not to happen. You just want what you want, Lord. And to do that, something's got to happen in our own lives. And the ultimate thing is self has to die. And His life has to grow in us. When we pray in faith, that means walking in Him, listening to Him, realizing that He has all power and we don't. When we walk and pray in faith, God answers. Why? Because God is faithful. He's always faithful. What He says He will do, He will do. He will never draw up short. He will always do as His Word says. And you never have to wonder about it. He is faithful. He will always be faithful. The question is, will we? Will we walk in Him, abide in Him, learn from Him, talk to Him, listen to Him, be still and know that He is God? Will we abide in His presence? That's the question we all have. Now we can push it to the side and act like we didn't hear it. I'm truly amazed sometimes how easy it is for me to just go and do something and not even check in with God. I'm just doing it. And although I think it's something pretty good, He might have had something better. In fact, He usually does. We need to pray. We need to always pray. And we should never give up. Because our God is an awesome God. And He will answer our prayers. So let's pray together. Father, I thank You so much for this parable, and it just reminds us that we need You more than anything. We need to stay in Your presence. We need to abide in You. We need to listen to You. We need to talk to You. We need to open ourselves up to You. We need to allow You, Father, to see whatever You need to see in us that needs to change so that we can change and become more and more made into the likeness of Your Son. Father, break us. Break me, Lord. Break my own stubbornness and my unwillingness to do what You call me to do. Lord, there is power in the name of Jesus and in the prayer that You allow us to have with everything and the Holy Spirit that You've given us to walk alongside of us and encourage us and lift us up. Father, I pray tonight, right now, in this place, when you look at me, when you look at the other people that are here, when you look at the people that are listening online, you will see hearts that are broken for our own selfishness, broken from our own personal desires, and remade into the likeness of Your Son, whose only desire was to glorify You. Father, I pray there will be us as well. People who would lift You up and glorify You and honor You and give You praise and tell people about You and show people how much You love them. Father, help us. We need Your help. Father, call upon You and we will come. believe you want to do amazing things in the lives of people here in this community. But you choose to use your vessels, and Lord, here we are. Break our hearts.